You are listening to ArenaFan.com's Arena Bowl 20 podcast, coming to you from Radio Row at Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, the official headquarters of Arena Bowl 20. I have with me Colston Weatherington of the Dallas Desperados. He was named Lineman of the Year this year in 2006. So how'd your season go this year?
It didn't end up too well. I mean, we did all right record-wise, but, you know, we're not here playing for the big game.
Yeah, so a little disappointing. You had the best record in the league this year. Just couldn't get it done against Orlando last week.
Last weekend, I guess it was just Orlando's day. We came out pretty flat. They came out on top.
You're named Lineman of the Year. It's very hard to track offensive stats. Did you give up any sacks this year?
I might have gave up one. I mean, our whole team, we didn't give up but two, so I don't know if I was one of them two or not. I don't know.
So Dulzell didn't go down very much this year?
He went down, but just not for a sack.
This is your third year playing with the Desperados. How did you get involved with arena football?
I played before I got with the Desperados. I played with the Cowboys, and I seen the players come in and out, so I knew a little bit about it. And then they asked me to sign, and I said, okay.
All right. Do you have any aspirations to make it back to the NFL?
Or yeah. Everyone has aspirations to make it back. That's the big deal, to get back in the show.
Are you happy with your career in the AFL? Would you be happy if you never made it back to the NFL?
I'm not going to say that, but I'm all right right now.
How's the Desperados organization? Class organization?
Oh, it's very class organization. We were right there with the Cowboys.
Tell us a bit about Coach McClay, who was named Coach of the Year.
What can I say? I mean, his little honor says it all. He's one of the best coaches in the league to me. Right behind him, we have a great line coach with Terry Gray. I mean, to me, I think we have two of the best coaches in the league this year.
And we talked a bit about offense. On defense, you had, 7.5 sacks this year?
7.5 sacks.
Would you consider it easier or harder to get a sack on a quarterback in this league?
It's way harder to get a sack in this league. I mean, a five-step is a three-step. A three-step is a right now. It's very hard. I mean, outdoor game, you got more time. He's going to look all over the field right now. In this game, quarterback knows if he doesn't have it down the field, he knows where exactly his check down guy is.
And also all the rules to that limit all the different kind of moves you
blitz,
can make.
You can't send the whole team at him. You know, he knows what's going on.
So would you say that a lot of your sacks probably have to do with the strength of your defensive backs and their coverage capabilities?
I will give it all to my strength of my DBs back there. They did a great job covering and gave me time to get to the quarterback.
All right. Well, I got one last question for you. Who's your pick to win Arena Bowl 20?
Man, I don't know. I got friends on both sides, so, you know, I'm going to just sit back and watch the game, man. I don't really want to make a prediction. I just, the best team should come out on it, whoever day it is on Sunday.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks, Colston, for joining us.
No problem.
Thank you for listening to ArenaFan.com's podcast coverage of Arena Bowl 20 from Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Please keep an eye on your podcast subscription feed for more coverage coming soon.